is the Sports Fever. If it's a sport, we cover it. And here are the hosts, Anthony Colasano, Dom DeRosa, Noah Gugliotta, also known as Googs, and Sean Johnson.
What is going on, everybody? It is the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Noah Gugliotta, otherwise known as Googs. It's weird saying it myself, but anyways, it's cool to be hosting today. I'm with the regular crew, Sean Johnson, Anthony Colasano, and Dom DeRosa. How are you guys doing today?
Man. Oh, good. Noah, this is interesting. I like it. Even though Anthony is here, Noah, we decided to switch things up. Noah's got to edit this all and stuff, right? So why not be the host, right?
Exactly. I'm recording. I'm ready to go. Anthony, Sean, how you guys doing?
I'm feeling great. You know, kind of, it's nice having hosting duties off for once. It's always nice. But no, happy to be here. I always look forward to my recordings with you guys, so you know, another week in sports in the books. Looking forward to this week and all the news and drama that is happened over the past week. It's been a lot, so look forward to getting into it.
And Sean, I see in the background there a nice Rangers helmet in your room. I like that. We got to start talking hockey
soon. That's right.
It's okay. It's about that time.
Preseason starts.
Thank Anthony for getting that. So
yes, next episode we're gonna do some big hockey.
The whole Rangers segment instead.
Yes. But Sean, how you doing? Everything good?
Everything's going well. As of now, my Red Sox are winning, and that's really all I care about. So just need a few more games to push into the postseason. So it's stressful. You guys know it so well, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yankees are actually losing. We're recording this another night, but anyways, we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about some football. So I think we picked some games last week. We talked about, you know, Rams Bucks and, you know, Seahawks Vikings. But I think first we're going to have to start with Sean's Cowboys, because to me, I think they're the biggest surprise in the NFL right now. Like, they have been so impressive, and I wanted to hear, Sean, your take first about how they've looked, and because they've been great.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying it before, this looks like, you know, a whole new Cowboys team. It's really fun. I knew coming into this game that odds were they were going to end up winning. I feel like they're kind of getting overlooked a lot this season so far, and that even showed in the rankings that the NFL just came out with that they threw on Instagram. I saw they were ranked like 15th or 14th or something, even after last week against the Eagles. But regardless, I mean, the offense looked really good. Again, the duo of Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard looked very, very good. Tony Pollard, again, he's just so underrated. I mean, like I said, he could probably be starting on like 10 to 12 NFL teams right now. And one of the biggest surprises which is, you know, why I think we're playing so well is the defense. And the defense looked very good. Unfortunately, the Eagles got one of their touchdowns off of an offensive slip up on us where Dak fumbled in the end zone and they recovered. But I mean, Trayvon Diggs is looking like one of the better cornerbacks in the entire league right now. He had a pick six. And he was locking up, I mean, the entire game. And I know this because I did bet a few overs on the receiving yards for some of the Eagles, and he was just locking them up. And I'm like, oh, good job, but, like, come on, slip up once. I need my bet to hit. Like, overall, a good win for us, though.
Yeah, but you're – and I know that feeling. You're playing that game where you're like, I need this to happen, but if this happens, then this is not going to – it's like a mess.
Exactly.
And Sean, Micah Parsons has been
amazing on
that defense. I was watching ESPN today, and Greeny from Get Up said that he is like one of the MVPs of the league right now. How he's brought to the defense and shoring everything up on the defensive line, and he's been great. It's just it's weird though. I don't know how you guys feel about the numbers thing. Like seeing these defensive players wear the number 11 or
oh yeah,
it's so it slims them down. It's just weird. But anyways, so Anthony and Dom, we'll go back to you, Sean, too. I wanted to know, do you guys actually think this Cowboys team is the real deal? Because it's three games in, they're 2-1. They had a tough loss in week one against the Bucs in a great game that they really outplayed what we thought. But do you, starting with Anthony, do you think the Cowboys are the real deal this season?
I think they're the real deal within the NFC East. I mean, and also we now know how vital Dak is for this team in general, because if we look at last year, they were, you know, they were up and down and they were starting to hit their groove, and Dak was, like we mentioned a couple of times last year, throwing for over 400 passing yards and just lighting the team up on fire offensively. The moment he fell down, the whole team collapsed.
Yeah.
And now with him back and facilitating the offense and what Sean said with that nice running duet that they have with Pollard and Elliott, you know, everything's starting to come together. That was a big win for them, a division rival, a team that can, if get hot, you know, the Eagles can make a run. And for them to kind of take the first game is huge. So I think they're the real deal. They're the clear favorite to win the NFC East after obviously winning against the Eagles, you know, the football team struggling and the Giants just absolutely collapsing on Sunday against the Falcons, which I was at, by the way. I was at that Falcons-Giants game. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to win. And I had a bet on that game too, mind you. And it all hit, except the Giants just had to win. And what does Daniel Jones do? Fumbles the football on 3rd and 2. I'm like, thanks. And then everything just collapsed and they kicked the field goal to win the game. All zeros on the clock. I was like, wow. Just a joke of a franchise the Giants are.
And also I think, you know, Daniel Jones has to fix the, you know, the turnover problem. But it was coaching that I felt like really failed. The way that Joe Judge managed the game and with 4 minutes left to not be more aggressive. But anyways, I just want to say, since I'm hosting, I'm impressed so far. No cursing. Absolutely no cursing, okay?
All right? I thought Anthony was going to break that right there.
I mean, we can.
Fumbled the
football. I can't say it. I'm like, don't effing curse, man. Don't curse, okay?
Yeah, I know. But I will say this, you know, to bring your point back with Daniel Jones, I mean, he had a good game, though. He had, like, 260-plus passing yards. He had at least 30-plus rushing yards. Like, he played a good game, and this is what our friend Chris said, who's been on the show a couple of times and a good friend of ours. He said that, you know, the offense is very, you know, they're very conservative of how they play. They don't go for the long ball. They don't take big risk. And they got some pretty nice receivers like Kenny Galladay, Sterling Shepard, who can, you know, make some big plays, especially Galladay, who can go get up and get it too. But they just don't want to do it. Great. And I think that's what's holding them back. And I think that was a great point that Chris made and is why probably this team is 0-3 instead of 1-2 or 2-1.
And Jason Garrett is that, I think, the problem. Part of it, at least. But I just want to say also, like, I believe in Daniel Jones. I really do. I have, and I really think that he can do it. But things have to improve. Joe Judge needs to do a better job of managing the game, and the play calling from Jason Garrett needs to improve. But Dom, so you can go into your opinions on the Giants and also whether the Cowboys to you are the real deal this season.
Yeah, Noah, I'll go on the Giants first because that was the latest. When it comes down to it, man, that game. I'm sorry, Anthony, but I don't think there's no Giant fans in here, which is cool, but. That was probably one of the most easy W's that the Giants could afford in MetLife against the Falcons, and they lost that. I was absolutely shocked.
On Eli Manning Day, mind you.
Yeah, he was on there. Eli Manning.
Peyton Manning was there.
Thank you.
Like, who else was there? David Tyree was there. Mario Manningham was there. Like, you have to win. Like, you got to win.
Yeah, like, come on now.
More importantly, you were there, Anthony.
Yeah, that was the biggest one. Anthony was there.
The Sports Fever was there. Anthony Colson, that's a big deal.
I'm looking at the Giants' schedule. It's going to be one mess of a season. I really don't know if they can win another game when it comes down to it. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm really not. because their schedule doesn't look so fun. Yeah, you have the Panthers, but they're off to a hot start despite, I would say, an easy schedule, of course, going against a combined 0-9 record in the first 3 weeks. But when it comes down to it, you never know. Sam Darnold looks like he's fitting right in Carolina. But yeah, this Giants team, I'm just not the biggest fan of Joe Judge as a coach in general. Daniel Jones getting thrown right into the fire, kind of like Zach Wilson for your Jets, Noah. There's just no hope once the New York media gets to you. But who knows? I just don't know. And then the second one was if Dallas is a legit contender or not, at least, or the real deal. I'll go kind of towards Anthony where, yes, I think they are legitimately going to win the NFC East. For sure, the Washington football team has disappointed me, especially on defense so far, has not been the same. Heineke's good, but I don't think he can carry that team to a division-winning NFC East, despite being so terrible with three of those teams, two other teams, the Eagles and the Giants. But Dallas, yeah, they play tough. Their defense has actually gotten better. They played tough despite a loss to the Buccaneers, and that came down to a game-winning field goal. So Dallas, man, I mean, beating the Chargers up in SoFi too, that's a pretty big one. Kicking the Eagles' booties, that was really nice to see as well. So yeah, the Cowboys, if they keep playing like this, Dak's a secret recipe for their success. I like it. And I also like that Elliott had himself a big game. It was really needed, not just for fantasy, and I don't have him on fantasy. Almost picked him. But the fact that I think he helps them in so many ways too. Take some pressure, especially off Prescott, who just came off a very nasty injury, who's doing well.
Yeah. I think you guys all make good points. I really do believe in the Cowboys, and it's really early, so we'll just have to keep kind of going back to them. I just think they're the biggest story in the league, them and Dom's Raiders. So what we'll do is I just want to quickly get your guys' take on the Rams-Bucks game, and then I want Dom to talk about his Raiders. So did you guys all watch that Rams-Bucks game?
I saw bits and pieces of it. Yeah, because I was at the Giants game, and that was just – I kind of caught, like, the end of it and just highlights. And, you know, that Rams defense really came at Brady. Even though Brady put up, like, a pretty good stat line in terms of, like, passing yards – like, it was pretty good, but then at the end of the day, like, that Rams defense kind of locked down, like, his weapons of what he can do. And, you know, it led to his, you know, led to his first loss of the season. But he's going to bounce back this week against New England, though.
In New England, too, no less. I mean, that game will be big. But, yeah, for the Rams-Bucks, I would just say Matt Stafford is looking like he's coming into his own with Sean McVay's offense and the defense.
Him and
like
Cooper Kupp, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's just unbelievable. Sean, where do you think this Rams team ranks in the overall league? Where are they? What do you think they're doing right, and where do they rank?
I think I'd put them at least top three right now.
Yeah, me too.
They just probably took down another top three contender, in my opinion, too, in the Buccaneers. And, you know, I'd say those two teams kind of sit along the top, especially because the Chiefs are kind of taking a dip. I know we'll probably talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, I think they added exactly what they needed to in this offseason by adding an elite quarterback. Jared Goff was good, but he wasn't good enough, and we could see that pretty clearly now. Although he did look pretty good against the Ravens in this that game where Justin Tucker hit that crazy field goal. But, yeah, like I said, they added Matt Stafford. He's an elite quarterback. The defense is just holding up as it usually needs to. Aaron Donald, he plays amazing. Jalen Ramsey, I mean, Jalen Ramsey, he is probably the best cornerback in the league right now. I think there's no contest to that. And, I mean, his game shows.
Yeah. Those two teams are really good, but the Rams, I think, showed how good they are. And they've been my Super Bowl pick right now, so we'll see what happens. But all right, Tom, you know what? Talk about your Raiders. What is going right for this team? Because to see a team like that I don't think any of us expected to be 3-0 at this time.
Yeah, in fact, when I was predicting their schedule way before, I had them going 1-2 in this kind of situation. Only beating the Dolphins, not knowing that Tua would get hurt. I don't even think Tua is that good. But also the Raiders at home. I was like, all right, they can win that game. But I did not think they were going to be getting Baltimore and also Pittsburgh. And that was tough. I mean, the Steelers, man, losing to the Bengals as well. I think Roethlisberger showing his age finally. I like seeing the Steelers struggle. I just have legitimate hate for them. I think they're cringeworthy for sure. So I like seeing the Steelers suck. It's really good. When the Steelers lose, America wins, just like when the Yankees lose, America. I'm kidding.
Hey.
So sticking back to Las Vegas.
It's not your year, Dom. Remember that. It is
not
your
year.
Don't
worry. Joey Gallo will go down looking on strike three, and Boston's going to be moving on in the wild card.
Sean's
opening his eyes.
No comment.
Baseball, this is
going to
be
starting a war.
Yeah, because
we'll talk about that later.
It could very well yeah, we'll talk about that later, but it could very well be our teams.
Oh, yeah. But with Vegas, I mean, I can't believe it. They beat up the Steelers. They got the Ravens in overtime that they almost messed that up. And I just wanted to rip my hair out because of the fact that that's what the Raiders do. And the Dolphins up 15-2. Raiders come back. And then the Dolphins say, we're not done just yet. Jacoby Brissett, despite the loss, had himself one heck of a game. But, man, Derek Carr, I mean, has been phenomenal.
Yep.
1,203 passing yards in just 3 weeks. 88 completion, 6 touchdowns, 2 picks, a quarterback rating of 101.4. And Josh Jacobs, he's been hurt, so Peyton Barber has stepped up big time. Henry Ruggs, huge fan of that guy right there. Really good, speedy receiver. The defense has been solid. It's doing its part more than it did last year, as it did nothing. But that'll go down quickly, so let me enjoy this while it lasts. I do, boys, think that the Raiders are going to take their first loss against the Chargers. They're on the road. If the Raiders were at home, I might be 50-50 on that decision, but I think Justin Herbert is going to absolutely be throwing missiles.
Yeah, that'll be a really good game this weekend. We'll pick it in 1 second. Just quickly, we'll end this kind of talking about last week and what we're looking for this week. Kind of each of us quickly go through maybe a surprise or something that that happened last week that was big. I'll start. I think the way that I think Dom kind of went into it, the Panthers, the way they've played, Matt Rhule has been, I don't know what they're doing. And I know they played bad opponents kind of, you know, they played the Jets, but the fact that they're 3-0 and Sam Darnold is playing the way he's playing, I'm really interested to see in the next few weeks how they are faring. So that's kind of where I'm at. And the team that I'm kind of looking for. And Sean, you mentioned the Chiefs as being something that, and I would agree with you, that's crazy.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody predicted that they would be 1-2 to start the season. Cause I mean, who did they lose to last week?
The Chargers.
The Ravens. They lost to, they lost to the Chargers, but then the week before that they lost to the Ravens.
Yeah.
On that, fumble by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So,
36,
yeah, I mean,
game,
Patrick Mahomes, that was the first game that he'd ever lost in September, mm-hmm. and then he did it in back-to-back weeks. So,
wow.
I mean, it was pretty ridiculous. Like I said, I don't think anybody could have predicted The Chargers are literally at the Chiefs are literally at the bottom of their division right now with the Broncos on top being 3-0.
Yeah. It's crazy. And also Andy Reid went to the hospital. So there's like, the whole thing is just a mess. Dom, I know your Raiders are kind of a story, but is there any other thing in the NFL you're kind of shocked about or has been crazy over last week and stuff like that?
I was going to pick the Bengals, but I'm actually going to go with the Colts being 0-3. Little shocking right there. I'm personally not a believer in Carson Wentz. I just think he's not that good of a quarterback. One big season, takes some film to watch, get used to it. And next thing you know, defenses know how to play you. I'm not surprised about that, but just the coaching I feel like is not it. at home losing toughly to the Rams and Seattle Seahawks, and then losing to the Titans in the way they did. The offense just isn't clicking, and now Marlon Mack and the Colts agreed that a trade would be best because they have Taylor Moore as the running back. But just that 0-3 start is surprising to me. I expected the Colts to at least be 1-2, maybe if so, 2-1.
Yeah, and Anthony, round us off. You can talk about your Colts, or you can talk about, you know, whatever other story you want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean the Colts situation is very bad. I didn't think it'd be 0-3. I thought we'd have at least one win on the board, but I was wrong. I think the offense is just pretty stagnant. It's hard to really get it going, especially with the wideout core really just only being like Pittman Jr. And even then, he has his on and off games. So he's been kind of inconsistent. I think he had one good game, and it was week two. But the team that shocked me is the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger looks like a complete shell of himself. And by the looks of it, we kind of all know he's going to retire at the end of the season. And, you know, it's concerning because this is a team that usually is always a contender and always finds a way to make the playoffs. And remember, this team was undefeated for about 13, 14 weeks. And even though it was kind of, people said it was a fluke, and in reality, it kind of was, you know, this is kind of not what Steelers football is about. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're probably going to have a losing record and have to really rethink this whole franchise and kind of this new era they're about to embark in, because the Ben Roethlisberger era is coming to a close, and it's coming to an ugly close.
It's true. And the thing is, Sean, yeah, send us off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And
real
too.
Quick.
Legend.
Awesome. All right. Real quick, you know, Dom kind of mentioned it before. I just kind of wanted to bring it up really quick. But the Bengals, I mean, you know, they're my second favorite team. They look pretty good. Hey, yeah. Jamar Chase, baby. Touchdown in every
Jamar
game
Chase
so
is
far.
Nice.
Yeah, Joey B, he's looking pretty good too. They've got, I believe they have Jacksonville next week too. So, I mean, you never want to underestimate a team, but it looks like they could be going 3-1.
You know, it's really good that Dom and Sean, you guys, like, talk about this, because last year, Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, like, he was not well-liked, and the team was struggling, and they're kind of figuring it out, and they're in a tough division, obviously, with having to play the Ravens and the Browns and, you know, even the Steelers, but it's a good point, you know, like, that team is – they're playing well. They're playing above what we thought they'd be. And there are a lot of teams like that this year, like the Broncos, Panthers, Chargers, I think, that have all like made real, real big steps and taken real big steps to be, you know, good teams. So, so let's do our picks. Now, a team that we didn't talk about that has kind of struggled are the Seahawks. They are 1-2, right? They lost to the Titans, and then this past week they lost to – who'd they lose to? We picked – oh, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
They're going to play the 49ers in San Francisco. This is the Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it? I don't even know. But Seahawks –
I think it is. I think you're right.
Yeah, so Seahawks, 49ers, Anthony, who are you picking in this game?
Oof, I mean, both teams are kind of not looking too great. You know, the Niners had that tough loss against the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And unless by Mason be hitting that field goal to seal the win, and the Seahawks, I thought they were going to win against the Vikings, especially with Dalvin Cook out that game, and they still couldn't win. So that really kind of concerned me. but ooh. See, I chose these games because I knew it could go either way.
This is a close one.
I'll take the Seahawks because I think the 49ers have a lot of injuries that they're dealing with. And even though they play the Packers tough, I think that Russell Wilson can and will propel this team or his team to victory. And I think Metcalf, actually, I shouldn't say Metcalf because I don't have him on my fantasy team. Lockett is going to have a outstanding game because of my fantasy team.
I got him too, Anthony, so we better have a bounce back week.
Yeah, it was rough this week.
I know, and you got to be fair to him because he had two amazing weeks, so we'll take it easy on him. But Dom, Seahawks, 49ers, who you got?
The Niners are at home. I'm going to go Seattle just because of the way the Niners really blew that against the Packers last week. I mean, giving Aaron Rodgers 37 seconds. Who does that? So, I'm going to go Seattle. I know the struggles. I had the Vikings last week, so ha-ha, boys. Got that one right. But you know what? I'll go Seattle. I think they're the more talented team. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Chris Carson, Russell Wilson, you name it.
Yeah. But did you guys see those videos where the fans are just – the Packers fan is, like, sitting in the stands and he's just like
– just they have too much
time and they're laughing as they just scored. I thought that was hilarious. Sean, you go ahead. 49ers Seahawks, who you got?
So I'm not completely sold on Jimmy Garoppolo, to be fair. Like, I know he did bring his team to, the Super Bowl. But I don't know. But I'll tell you who I'm really not sold on, and that's the Seahawks this year. I'm going to take the 49ers.
I like the pick. This is a tough one because Russell Wilson's so good after a loss, but then again, he lost the second week. And both teams had tough losses last week. So I am like so up in the air on this one.
I picked them like that.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. I just can't see Russell Wilson losing two in a row. Like, these are huge games. I just can't see that. Then we're gonna go Cardinals at Rams, and for this game, I'll go first. I got to pick the Rams. I just think they're too good. They're on fire. Sean McVay, whatever he's doing is going right. And I just can't see them losing this game against the Cardinals. But the Cardinals have been an impressive story that we should talk about soon. All right, Dom, who you got? Rams, Cardinals.
Give me the Rams. I'm surprised Stafford did so well against the Bucs defense. 4 touchdowns for him. He's doing well with the actual talent around him now. You know, the Rams defense is legit. I really wish I picked them in fantasy, but I do have the Patriots, so I'll survive. But yeah, no, give me the Rams, especially against the Cardinals. Kyler Murray might run over them a couple times, but I think, you know what, I'll even go with a hotter take here. I think the Cardinals are going to be one of the most shocking, disappointing teams that take a step back besides the Miami Dolphins this year.
Like, eventually they'll start to play.
Yeah, like this year, I think they're not going to live up to expectations at all.
Okay. All right. Cool. That is a hot take. I like that. Sean, Rams, Cardinals, who you got?
I'm actually going to go with the Cardinals here.
Okay.
Literally a couple minutes ago, I did say that I felt the Rams were one of the best teams in the league. But I don't know. I feel like the Cardinals, they did just win last week against Jacksonville. It wasn't pretty, I will say that, but I'd say the Cardinals' defense really kept them in it. But I don't know. I just feel like the Rams, I feel like they're just going to have a struggle game against this defense.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It could be a tough game, and these are two solid teams, so it's not as easy maybe as I'm making it out to be. Anthony, you're rounding us off. Who you got, Rams, Cardinals?
Dom, I have to disagree with your hot take wholeheartedly, and I'm picking the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are real deal. I think Kyler Murray is, in Stephen A. Smith's words, box office. I mean, this kid can do it all. I think he made the right move in going to the NFL instead of pursuing baseball. and just what he's been doing these last couple of weeks, you know, shows what a dual threat quarterback is supposed to be like. Like, he is the example of that. Even though people say, oh, like, Lamar's a dual threat. No, he's not. Lamar can't throw. Kyler Murray can throw. And with his weaponry of Christian Kirk and DeAndre Hopkins, with his backfield, which is pretty solid with James Conner and Chase Edmonds, who is having, like, pretty good seasons. Like, they complement each other really well. Like, one isn't better than the other. They're kind of at the same level. So it plays out. And also, I think their defense can really hold up with Chandler Jones kind of backing them. So, yeah, give me the Cardinals. And I'm rooting for them this football season because I just like the makeup of, you know, Kyler Murray and kind of that whole team.
I like it. We'll split there. Me and Dom versus Sean and Anthony. We'll see who wins. And a little correction for what I said. The Seahawks and 49ers are not playing Sunday night. The Sunday night game is Patriots Bucks. That game, Seahawks 49ers, is 4:05. So
that makes sense. Like, that game has to be the 8 o'clock game.
Yeah. So a little correction, little fact check, and then I just wanted to go through the lines right now, just so to see who's favored. So I think it was the Raiders are, or no, sorry. So the Rams are -4, so they're favored by 4. The Seahawks are actually giving +3. So the 49ers are favored in that game. And then for the Raiders Chargers, the Chargers are -3. So Chargers, 49ers, and the Rams are all favored. So I just kind of to compare who we're picking and whether they're favored or not. All right. And the last game, Raiders Chargers, Dom, you go first. Your Raiders are in action against a really solid team.
Yeah, I'll go to Chargers here. I mean, they got the energy. They got the mojo going. I'm going to go L.A. Should be San Diego. But, you know, Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. So they're a good team, man, with really clean uniforms. So
that is true. Sean, who you got?
I'm actually going to have to take the Raiders here. I'm not entirely sold on the Chargers this year. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like people are kind of overhyping them. Yeah, they do have a great generational talent in Justin Herbert. But I don't know, I just feel like the rest of the team, there's a few holes that they still kind of need to fill. And I think the Raiders are kind of hot right now.
Sean, can I get a Raiders?
you can get a Raiders if they win.
You gotta pick them.
Oh my god. Right.
Anthony, who you got?
Oh boy, dude, I'm going with your Raiders. I gotta ride with the Cinderella team right now. I know we give a lot of flack on Derek Carr, but he's playing pretty well. And just, you know, they're just finding ways to win. And I feel like they're having that comeback kid type attitude, especially, you know, last week when they were down big and fought all the way back and ultimately won that game. So, you know, I feel like that's kind of the mentality you need to have. And if they have it early on in the season, I think they're just going to keep riding it. So give me the Raiders.
Yeah, I swear to God, before Anthony and Sean said it, I like the Raiders a lot in this game.
I gotta change my choice.
I agree. I'm giving you the opportunity right now, Dom. Will you change it to the Raiders?
Yeah, get the brooms out. Sorry.
Let's do it. And you know what? You know what we're gonna do? Let's go to a bar and watch this game, all of us. Let's just go.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
No,
I volunteer. Oh my god! I volunteer Anthony as designated driver.
I got my Derek Carr jersey. Waiting.
Guy who really doesn't drink, I should, because I really don't drink. So, well, Sean doesn't drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. Sean's never had a drink until he was 21. Right?
So believable.
I actually had my first drink last night.
Paraphernalia out of the camera. Okay, what a jerk! I mean, this guy's showing beer. We come out of university.
Hey! It's not beer. It's spiked cider. Sorry. Come on now.
Okay.
Is it good?
Very good.
So we all went different on the other two games, and then all went Raiders on that last game. All right, we gotta keep moving. Sorry guys, we're kind of slowing down, but we're having a good time. All right, Major League Baseball. So we're gonna start off with the Padres eliminated from the playoff.
It's natural year, Dom.
Yeah, and the fact that the person who I saw posted it was the Padres fan. I was shocked. I was like, why is he posting Doritos?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked you actually posted that, Dom. I thought you'd be ashamed of that.
No, it was actually kind of funny.
Well, it was a yellow Dorito. I'm like, they came out with a new flavor? I was like, wait, why would Dom post this?
Oh, and also, did you guys see that tweet or that post that the Score posted or tweeted about in, like, the off season? That thing aged like old expired milk.
What happened?
I saw what Anthony put in the script. He said, "Tweet that aged like milk." Back in November, turns out.
What are you talking about, Ant? What?
So I think in December when you guys traded for Blake Snell, someone tweeted like the Padres are building for a World Series contention, and the Rays are being the Rays.
Oh, now, I know where we are. About. Well, yeah, the Rays can put Anthony Colasano on the mound and he wins a Cy Young. Come on now.
That's right.
They put guys, random guys. If the Rays sign a guy, you should have signed them. Because they somehow do everything right with everybody they get. It's crazy. Anyways, so Padres, Dom, quickly go into what happened. What happened? I mean, just what happened?
All right, enjoy the rest of the show with this nonsense. I'm kidding. But holy man, oh my goodness, where do we start with this team? Where do we start? It's not pretty. You know, Jace Tingler as our manager sucks eggs, man. He sucks. He's such an idiot. AJ Preller, our GM, we don't need any more pitching. He's an idiot. We're going to get Mike Clevinger next year for two starts. Then he's going to get more Tommy John surgery, whatever. Blake Snell, I've gotten more confident in him. He'll figure it out. Darvish, I'll give him one more year, just like I gave Manny Machado. Eric Hosmer, send him to the moon. I mean, seriously, get CJ Cron in the offseason. He's a free agent. Maybe get the Italian stallion himself, Anthony Rizzo. Bring him back to San Diego because we should have kept him to begin with. But anything over Hosmer.
I mean, it's going to be hard to move that contract.
Was Rizzo on your like farm team or something like that, or did he start there?
He had one year, not even I think, with the Padres.
He was with Boston. Then you guys traded him.
Yep.
Yeah, he was with Boston. Then he went to San Diego, played a couple of games in San Diego, and then went to Chicago.
Yeah. So I mean.
Yeah, but Don, that's going to be hard to move that Hosmer deal.
Oh, I know. It ain't going to happen. But if it magically does, then it
happens. You got to eat all the money, though.
Oh, I know. It's not my money. But here's the thing. I'm hearing that's what they're looking at this offseason is to immediately try and deal Hosmer and replace first base. From second to third is totally fine. I mean, keep Tatis at shortstop. The outfield sucks. I mean, I was just writing an article for my other podcast. This team and AJ Preller should have never traded Hunter Renfro, your boy, Sean, my boy too. That's kind of why I'm a Boston fan. And Franmil Reyes, if there was a universal DH, he would have been perfect. But those two guys produce power in the outfield. I hope this team does not re-sign Tommy Pham. He's been a bust. I gave him another year. Yeah, he walks great, magnificent. You know, other hitters can't bring him across for runs. What is that getting you? It's just lost its mojo. The offense isn't, the outfield is just not what I like to see. Myers lost his power. Grisham, he's good, but can he stay healthy? And I don't know. I feel like there's more potential in him that's just not being shown. And then catching, man. There's this, like I said to Anthony, and he laughed really hard at this. This team is like Swiss cheese, and there's a lot of holes to fill because it's true. And then my biggest fear is last what I'll say, AJ Preller. Is he the guy that just points his finger and then the guy that is not the problem is getting fired? Because it really sucks to say this, but he did a full-on rebuild after the whole Craig Kimbrell, Matt Kemp stuff didn't work out. just an up, and it happens. And that team wasn't good anyway; didn't have the right hitting, anything like that. But it's scary to say that in 7 years since 2014, and I think the Yankees just took a lead or tied the game. But in 7 years, this team was only making the playoffs once in a 60-game season. And it's a process because he traded away prospects, but they really did not do well this year. The second half killed them. The offense and Damian Easley as their hitting coach sucks.
All right, Dama, is there anything else you want to say? Because go ahead.
Put me as the manager, boys.
Dom,
Dom for GM.
Dude,
I'd so do it.
If Dom was, there wouldn't be a day that went by that I wouldn't just – I would look up every article about Dom DeRosa. I mean, I would
– Yeah, I'd be tuned on every, like, press conference or interview he had with the media.
Dude, yeah, what if I was, like –
be that person who have a meeting with them every single
day. Every day. Like, they could – they'll be like, can we talk to you, like, now? It's, like, 3 a.m. He's like, yeah, sure. Like, this guy would be – that's – but see, what I think Dom would be good at is being, like – I like how we're talking like this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, boys, sign me up.
It'd be charming, though. Like, you'd be able to have a conversation and be transparent enough to where they, you know, you could have a relationship. But
well,
go ahead.
Either that, or I'm going to be dancing with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis in the dugout getting distracted. So we'll see. But, you know, this team also lacks fundamentals. If I was there, I would be telling them to squeeze bunt, do this, do that, hit and run, you name it. Steal bases again, because the Padres, when they stole bases, were actually scoring because they get into something called runners in scoring position.
Yeah. And Dom, if I'm not mistaken, too, in the defensively, they're not a good team at all. Like, a lot of errors and a lot of
$800 million later. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and I know Tatis was one of those problems, but like, at this level, you have to start to make sure you're shoring that up, and it's
right.
Watch.
And Tatis, I think sometimes he tries a little too hard. He wants to make sure he gets the flashy play because he has so much pressure on being the face of baseball for younger generations. But if he's got to realize sometimes if he can't throw it and it's an infield single, that's what happens. You know, don't always force it out. He's got a tremendous arm. He does make tremendous plays. It's this year, you know, baseball, it can be tough with a long season physically, but I think 99% of it is all mentally, whether you're hitting or you're fielding.
Yeah, it's true. And that's just the nature of the sport. You know, yeah. I was watching, somebody was talking about how, like, at this point, all these guys are sore. All these guys are, you know, that are playing are not in the tip-top shape because they've gone through this whole season, but it's just about the will to survive, advance, and keep going. So that's something that every team has that, and that needs to be bred and put into each team. So there you go for your Padres. We'll see when we talk about them next. I don't know when we will, but I'm sure something will happen soon.
Yeah, probably a big time thing is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But
I don't know.
Is fine. Yeah. Do you have something else, Dom?
No, I'm sorry. That was it. I talked enough.
It's okay. Listen, Dom. It's okay. It's okay.
No, that was actually it.
Okay. No, but seriously, here we go. Red Sox, Yankees. This series was massive. Massive. Yankees took all three games, but it may
in
not.
In Boston, might I add, in Boston.
In Fenway, exactly, Sean. But this may not be the last matchup we see this season, because the Red Sox right now, it's Wednesday night we're recording this, are winning, I think, still against the Orioles. It's a tie game between the Blue Jays and Yankees. So me, Anthony, Sean, what are you – it's a conversation between us because I really do think it's going to be Red Sox-Yankees. What is going to happen? What's going to give? Anthony, you start, and then we'll go to Sean.
Well, if the Yankees win tonight's game, meaning Wednesday night's game, we kind of, in a way, put ourselves ahead of locking up that wild card spot. Yeah. Let's just say we win.
The match
ourselves in a very high probability to to lock that up. And then we get to play at home. And then it's going to be, right, it's probably going to be the matchup that everyone's going to want. Gerrit Cole versus Chris Sale. That's the matchup it's likely going to be because it's one game, do or die. And by the way that the Yankees played at Fenway was just amazing, just on an offensive side. And I mean, Giancarlo Stanton literally put us on his back and just carried us to that win. Yeah. You know, I remember watching Saturday night's game and I got home from dinner and I turned the TV and, you know, I see the eighth inning kind of play out and, you know, they took a TV break and Michael Kay was like, Giancarlo Stanton has 8 grand slams in his career batting .319. And I'm just like, I'm like, he's going to hit this. Yep. I look down. I just hear the crack of the bat. I look up and I'm like, oh boy.
Yep.
So I'm just like, I mean, it was just amazing. And it just shows how, you know, Giancarlo Stanton's very streaky, but I think after that series, no one can give him any flack anymore. Like it's over. People have got to stop saying that, oh, we shouldn't have traded for him. He's not worth all the money. When he does that, he is, and he showed it, and he lives up to it. He takes all the criticism. He embraces it. Yep. He doesn't back down from it, and he shows up in these big moments. That was a massive series that we just embarked on. And he showed up in the brightest lights. Yep. You can't say enough about him. So I think the whole criticism with him has to stop. I'm sick of hearing it. You know, I'm done criticizing him. He sold me. I'm like, all right. Do no wrong, you know, you'll have ups and downs. I mean, you're a ball player, it happens. You'll fail more than you succeed. But that just showed me that, you know, he put a stamp of approval as a New York Yankee for me after that series.
It's a great job by Anthony. And we'll go to you, Dom, next. After, I just want to say this one thing, though. That was a huge criticism of Stan, that he only hits those garbage time home runs when they're down by 6 runs, mm-hmm. by 5. And this season, he has proven that is not the case. And I just want to say, too, in the playoffs, he's been pretty good. I mean, when they were in San Diego against the Rays, he was on fire.
He was
a monster in that series, and I think in the one against the Indians.
In the Cleveland one, yeah.
So, this narrative that he's not able to get those clutch at-bats and make them count, I think is just completely disappeared, and he's done it all season long. So we'll go to Dom next because he raised his hand, and then we'll go to Sean about his Red Sox and what he kind of expects. So Dom, go ahead.
I just want to add on to Stanton and everything like that, man. I mean, I think no one, no matter how good they are, even a Mike Trout level in today's game, is worth that much money. I think the money is way insane, despite the big amount of years the NBA has it at the worst. But you know what, man? Stanton, when he's healthy, I think when it was his first year and now his fourth year with the Yankees, he has just been excellent. I think he's better as well, which is interesting, when he plays in the outfield, not as a DH. I just think Stanton's been clutch. I went to a game with Tommy and Justin. He hit the game-winning single against the O's. He's just fun to watch. I mean, he's that kind of guy for a power hitter. He's putting up 270 average, 280 average. 30 plus bombs with 90 plus RBIs. I mean, I also think he takes a lot of tension off of Judge, you know, and Judge does everything. He's already having a phenomenal season like he does, but Stan provides a little bit more to help out in the pack. I mean, the Yankees have the best outfield. I know Joey Gallo can be a pain in the ass to watch when he strikes out, despite the walks and the homers, but the defense he has too, man. Yankees. With Stanton in the outfield and everything. I just think Stanton's been that force that the Yankees needed to push this 90-game-plus winning season.
Yeah, and all three arms in that outfield, even Stanton, they're solid. And even Stanton has played a solid right field when he's been in, and left field too. So I agree with you. And now to Sean Johnson. Sean, rough series for the Red Sox. And then they lose another game against the Orioles. But you're still in it. The Red Sox are still in it. And it's very likely – and we're not sure yet. We don't even know if the Yankees will be in the playoffs yet. And we don't know if the Red Sox will be. We're not sure. But do you think it'll be Red Sox-Yankees? And what is the preparation like? What are you looking for? What needs to happen in order for the Red Sox to move on to face the Rays pretty much?
I'd like to say I think it will be Red Sox Yankees. I want it to be Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's just good baseball. Win or lose for either team, you know, it'll definitely be a good game. Definitely a rough series that we just dropped to you guys. We needed at least one. And, I mean, Stanton ripped us to shreds that series. I mean, the amount of big home runs he hit. And then he hit another one yesterday, too, for you guys, meaning, what was that, Tuesday, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuesday.
Yep.
He didn't homer today yet, or Wednesday?
Nope, he has not.
Okay, well, I hope he doesn't. I'm sorry, I bet on the Blue Jays today. But, you know, you got to really be afraid of the Mariners right now. Mariners are red hot. Mitch Haniger is hitting the cover off the ball right now. He really wants that team to be in the wild card game. And, you know, the Red Sox just have to be better, though. If we want to get to the postseason, we cannot drop a game to the Orioles in which Chris Sale is starting. I mean, that's just embarrassing. I mean, it's bad enough that we just got swept by you guys. But then on top of that, we have to go make it four in a row in probably the most important three series of the entire year. So after this, we do have Washington. We are winning against Orioles right now 3-0, I believe, in the eighth inning. Yep. But, I mean, it's just got to be better from the Red Sox.
Yeah, because you guys have it easier than us. Because exactly. We have it easier than the end of
anybody else right now. The last two series, I mean, who else would you want to play if it's not the Orioles or the Nationals?
it's true, and
yeah, the two worst teams.
They're given that opportunity where as long as they have their fate in their own hands, they just have to take advantage of it. So we'll see what happens. It's very possible that it's Yankees Red Sox, and I am actually going to a concert on Tuesday. So I am.
Yeah, you are. No.
Concert, and I don't know what to do.
You're saying the Joe Bros.
Do I watch the concert? Do I watch the game? It's probably going to be Yankees Red Sox. I don't know what to do.
Wait, but the game's not going to be on Tuesday.
No, I think it is October 5th.
Oh, wow.
Because what they do is they do you have the last game's always Sunday. And then Monday's a day off. And then Tuesday, they're like, no one's going to see.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I can't even watch. So what am I going to do? I'm a sucker for you. And I'm holding the phone. I'm like, watching it. Oh, my God. Stands up, bases loaded. They're down four. And I'm watching. And I'm listening to freaking SOS by the Jonas Brothers. What am I doing?
No, you got to bring two phones. Or at least.
I don't know what to do.
Noah. We can't do our FaceTime calls.
I'm going to hurl myself off the. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know if you should say that, Noah.
Hold on. I'm going to hurl myself off my first story, meaning I'm going to jump out the window that's like right off the floor. Like, I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm just going to do it to say I did it.
Right.
I'm a mess about it. I'm really upset. Like, what? Plus, don't get me started. It might be raining, so I'm holding the phone and the phone's getting wet and I'm missing valuable. I don't know. It's just a mess. Anyways. Hopefully the Jonas Brothers will perform well, and the Yankees do too. Sean, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyways, okay. So we're gonna end with the NBA, the third segment of our show. We're gonna kind of do a lightning kind of thing, lightning round, I guess you could say. Just because we're not running long. I guess we could go wherever. Okay. So. We've had a few things happen in the NBA, so...
Wait, hold up, real quick. Before we get off the topic of the MLB, I just remembered something so insane that just happened yesterday. Yeah. So, the Brewers just clinched yesterday.
Right? Oh, yes!
I know exactly what you're about to say.
And, you know, they're celebrating and everything, and they just won the World Series, so they're going crazy.
Yeah.
And Devin Williams... punches the wall and fractures his hand. So now he's just out. Like, he's out for the season.
He's done.
And he blatantly said it to the reporters, too. He's like, yeah, I got drunk. Yeah, I punched the wall.
Also, boys, can I mention, this is a big loss to the Giants. Brandon Belt fractured up thumb. So that might hurt them. Yeah, I mean, maybe the Roids can make you feel better, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, you know, that those are two big ones for both teams, because I would say the Brewers and Giants in that the NL, the National League, are really tough teams that you can't sleep on. Obviously, the Giants, because they're, like, the top team in the league.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's still going to be a Brewers-Astros World Series in which the Brewers are going to win in six. So.
Oh, is that your prediction?
Yep.
Let's all make quick predictions. I'm going to go Yankees, Cardinals. I mean, that's kind of a crazy prediction, so I'm just going to.
Hey, man, you never know. It's baseball. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, Sean, go ahead. Prediction for the World Series. Go.
I'm going to say a repeat of last season. I'm going to say Rays against the Dodgers, and wow. I think the Rays are walking out with this one.
I like it. A little rematch. Okay, Anthony, you send us off.
I like your matchup, Noah. I'm gonna probably stick with the Yankees Cardinals, because that should have been the matchup in 2004.
Yes,
Boston had other ideas.
And two teams, if I'm not mistaken, with the most championships, right? Isn't it Yankees one, then Cardinals?
Yep, that is correct.
Oh, little bragging rights, even though the Yankees have 27. Get excited! Okay, I'm gonna have to edit that. Oh crap! Anyway. I'm so pumped up now. Me and Anthony have the same prediction. Sean has a crazy one that I like. And Dom, what was Dom's?
Astros Brewers, baby.
I like it. I like
drive the hate. Let's go. God,
Noah is so yoked right now. It's not even funny.
I'm literally. I had creatine in my freaking chili. I'm
creatine. What the hell?
I'm eating chili like all the time, bro.
Dude, I'm actually cold. Wait, boys. I never wear hoodies. It's actually kind of cold in my house.
What are we talking about? What have we devolved into? Wait, is it that? I'm usually hot, so it's
me too.
Oh, wow, but sorry, guys. I gotta.
You're as hot as the St. Louis Cardinals. I get it.
Yeah,
they might lose this game though, and I bet on them. So
what? Who are they playing? They're playing the Cubs.
The Brewers.
And what's the score?
I think 3-0.
Okay, so we'll wait and see, because they've pulled out. They're like the cardiac kids. They've pulled out wins like that are crazy. But all right, quickly, we'll end the show off with a little NBA talk. I'll just list off kind of what we have, and then you guys can go into what you think. So there's been a lot of stuff with the vaccinations. And then I know who was the player on the Magic who was saying that he wasn't going to get vaccinated. What's his name? I don't know.
Magic?
Yeah, Orlando. What's his name? I forget. Anyways. And then
Jonathan Isaac.
Yes. He's so there's been players, and also Bradley Beal has asked some questions about the vaccine, and there's a lot of problems with that right now. Kyrie, Andrew Wiggins, MIA. And then Michael Porter Jr., big $200 million contract, right?
Denver's so dumb, man.
Dude, that's a crazy.
When I saw that hit my feed, that like 207, I was like, wow. Yeah. Good for him. Don't get me wrong, because you have to remember, out of high school, he was like the guy going into college. Like, he was projected to go number one and everything. Then he had the back injury, set him back a couple years, went mid first round, and no one knew if he was going to be himself again. So, in all honesty, like, Dom, to your point, like, I kind of do agree with you. Like, it is a lot of money for him. Like, I don't think he's in that upper echelon of players to be getting $200 million, but good for him for getting his bag.
Right.
And that's how the NBA is. Like, the contracts are exorbitant. It's insane how crazy that money they can get is. But you're right. Good for him. I mean, and we'll see where he kind of is, because the Nuggets have been a pretty consistent team. I know they're not, you know, they haven't made an NBA Finals or anything, but they've been in the playoffs and they played hard, and they're one of those teams that you know you expect to be there. So so that's good. And then the Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid thing. Anthony, you put this. What's going on with this?
So I mean, so Ben Simmons is really just, you know, he's really creating a lot of toxicity and like fire drama, just for him just not wanting to be part of the Sixers. You know, we talked about it last week, you know, in length of how, like, he just isn't, does, is not reporting to training camp. There were rumors that, you know, the team was trying to fly out to LA to meet him. He said, don't bother. I don't want you guys coming out here. Joel Embiid has stated, like, you know, we want him back. And Ben's just like, nah, I don't want to come back. And I think that's it's starting to really, like, taint his reputation that, like, you know, the star player of your team, which isn't you, it's Joel, is wanting to have you back and was willing to go out to Los Angeles to talk to you about this and fix the situation with you. And you're just being a baby and you just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think he's really causing a lot of drama for himself. I don't think he realizes how much damage he's doing for himself, because doing this is painting a bad picture for himself to the rest of the league, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just bad. And to go kind of back to what you stated about, like, the vaccines and with Kyrie, you know, obviously, you know, I'm the Nets fan, you know, the season starts in a couple weeks, we're title favorites. And I know with New York, you know, with the certain restrictions that they have to be vaccinated or else he can't play in the home games. And, you know, I watched him during media day and he was home and he did an Instagram live. And obviously reporters were going to ask him about the vaccine. He's like, that's my...
No. Oh. Giancarlo Stanton, just so we pause, because Stanton almost just hit another bomb straight away center, but George Springer caught the ball. So we're just on high alert right now as Yankees fans, and I'm sure Sean is too as Red Sox fan. But go ahead, Anthony.
As he is. Yeah, so basically, like, he went on Instagram Live and, you know, for his media day, and, you know, we were hearing kind of what the reports were saying. Obviously, they were bringing up the vaccine because the report came out that he wasn't vaccinated. He's like, that's my personal privacy. Like, I'd rather not talk about it. But he's basically dodging the question, which I get, but it's basically saying you're not vaccinated, but we kind of want to, like, why aren't you doing it? Because at the end of the day, you know, you're putting the team in jeopardy because that's half the games you could be possibly missing.
Yeah.
And you're trying to win a title. So, and it doesn't help that KD kind of locked himself up for 6 more years and you want to be like this and not get your shot. So, you know, listen, you're getting paid all this. I say that you're getting paid all this money. Just get the shot. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I can't. Because now it's getting political. But in my eyes, I'm like, you're going to pay like $35 million to play basketball. Get the fucking shot.
Like, oh, my God. It's okay, Anthony. It's okay. I won't believe it.
Just take it easy, man.
just get the shot. Go play. Man. Go get a title with your boy. And I'll be good. So I get my bag from Malcolm. You know? That's all I want.
It really is like, give me the money. I ain't playing.
Exactly. But I just think, but it's just so petty what he's doing. And also what other players in the league are doing too. You know, it's just get the shot. It's simple. Go play and that's it. And you stop all this drama. I don't know why he wants all this drama around him. Like, it's not good for you. It's not good for the team. Like,
It is dumb. I mean, listen, we all have our own opinion, but I'm going to be honest too, with Wiggins and his whole religious exemption, I don't care what you are politically, what religious exemption?
Yeah.
You know, that's a little phony baloney.
I hate to be like I hate to get into politics but I'm going to be honest with you. I got vaccinated. And I'll be honest with you too. I got vaccinated, and that night, or the second shot, I had terrible, terrible chills. Same. And I crap. I'm not like I don't like, however, when commercials, you know, go into, oh well, I didn't have any symptoms. I did, but I'm okay. You know, I at least let's just be honest with each other. But I think getting the vaccine is for the greater good, and I think, you know, I think the good outweighs the bad. And I think I get what Anthony's saying, especially because, you know, him not getting it really affects the team. And guess what? There's not – maybe the timetable for this Nets team isn't as much as we initially thought, because there's a lot of issues right now. there's a lot of drama, and I hope for Anthony's sake that these guys can figure it out. Stay in the park. No, my God.
No. Oh, no.
You know, we should just do a podcast where we watch games and yell about it. Like,
no, boys, I plan when I'm older and I have my own Padres.
One for Josie McFly video, his reaction.
Oh my god, that guy, he did the greatest. No, Bull Bichette just hit a bomb
off Clay Holmes. Yeah,
yeah, and Clay Holmes has been awesome, by the way, for the year. But anyways, okay, we got to wrap this up. Any final thoughts from anybody?
I've got a final thought. So I'm going to bring back a segment that we did in the past, actually. And I've got a super lock for Thursday night. And this is going to be, which is, I believe it comes out on Thursday at 12, the podcast. So for any of our listeners, you know, you want to take this, make some free money. I'm kidding. You know, but, you know, just
our lock of the week.
Lock of the week, baby.
Oh, he just pulled out of his hat.
Lock of the week. He pulled out of the hat.
Smooth.
First part of it. It's a three-leg parlay plus 390. Ready? Okay. First part of it, Ja'Marr Chase anytime touchdown.
Okay.
I mean, he's scored in every single week so far. Light and against work. Jacksonville, I think it'll happen. Now, this one, this is what makes the parlay a little, you know, not scary, but this is what, you know, adds the money to it.
Spicy. A little spicy.
Minus 9.5. And, you know, against Jacksonville, it's achievable.
All right. Mine's
and then Joe Mixon anytime touchdown.
I like that.
Plus 390.
Wow, Sean. All right. So we got our lock of the week. I like that. Listen, we have to put this video out of him pulling it.
Now, yeah.
How did you do that? What was that?
He was prepared for this moment all day.
That is magic. So
he had it in his head at 9 in the morning. He's just like, I need to send this. All right. But any other final thoughts, Anthony, Dom?
You know, all I got to say is baseball will be fun. I'll still be watching the postseason. Also, Manny Machado actually liked a post from a Padres fan account saying that Ron Washington should be the new manager. So that was kind of interesting. Everyone in the comments is screaming, OMG, Manny liked the post. Manny liked the post. So I think it was, yes. So that was pretty interesting that Manny didn't like the comment. But otherwise than that, you know, playoffs should be good. A lot of fun. Also, another, if this happens, if it's Dodgers, Cardinals, give me the Cardinals, not just because I'm hating, but I think they're going to be a force to reckon with against LA in their poopy bullpen.
I like it, Dom. I agree with you. I kind of like the
Cardinals. Let's go.
I like it. I'd like, and obviously me and Anthony picked it, but I really do think they could give the Dodgers a lot of trouble in that wild card game. So we'll see. Anthony, any final thoughts?
Let's go Yankees. If you're listening or whatever, get your shot if you haven't already. And
you Noah, mean get your effing shot?
Yeah. So yeah, get your fucking shot.
No, Anthony, stop.
No, go get the damn shot. You know, let's make the world a better place. And, you know, we just got to thank Noah for hosting this week because he did a phenomenal job.
Thank you. No need for praise. Listen, damn is a phenomenal word. That's my final thought. Damn, great word. Damn is a word. That's the only curse word you're going to get out of me on this damn show. All right. Listen, my pits are sweaty. I'm going to walk around the house, pace, talk about the Yankees to myself. That's what I do a lot now. I'm just a mess. I talk about the Yankees to myself. I talk about the Jonas Brothers, how I'm going to watch the – I'm just a mess, dude. All right, anyways.
Real quick before we end, too, it looks like it's going to be the end of the Cardinals run.
Oh!
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. There's still three innings left, but they're down 4-0. It's not looking great.
All right. But I think that might be better for them. You don't want to have a winning streak going right into the playoffs. Yeah. Maybe take a little break, have a little – you know, have some Wheaties. Whatever. Mike Schilt is going to have that team ready to go. I'm going to actually go have a bowl of chili right now.
Oh, man. Let me know how it is, Noah. Seriously. Yeah. Let me know.
Chili, one of the best foods of all time. And
I agree.
And if you have chili next time, tell your mom, your dad, whoever's cooking, make it with cornbread.
Okay.
Oh. Chili and cornbread on the side. Cornbread.
That sounds fire.
If you don't like cornbread, you literally should go to Albania and live there for the rest of your life.
I don't. I never want.
We should go to Noah's house now and have this.
Listen, yes. Come over. My mom. No, the one thing is, my dad got dollar store cornbread and he cooked it. It had the Sahara.
Why would the Sahara desert
has more flavor than that cornbread? It was unbelievably bad. And then he's like, why doesn't it taste good? I'm like, it's not sweet. It's not sweet. It's from the dollar store. I could have bought anything from the dollar store for a dollar. I mean, give me, all right, listen, I'm done.
Okay? Oh, my God.
The moment of the show has to be the hat, though. The hat with the no, it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta stop. I'm like, I'm yoked right
now. You know, boys, we should just do one show where it's not even sports related. We just rant about certain things, food, you name it.
You know what? Actually, it's good. We could take a break from sports for 1 week. Like, maybe not now, but because it's good. I like that.
I think we did that once with one of my podcasts where we talked about like our favorite. I think Noah, you were there. Sean, you were there.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I was. I think I was busy.
Yeah,
doing something. But we had.
We came on later. Yeah,
that was fun. We got that one time.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I got to edit this. So it's 9:50 at night. It's past my bedtime. I'm going to Philly. Everyone, eat your chili. Thank you, guys. Anthony, Dom, Sean. It's been a great episode. I had a great time. This was so much fun. Signing off. That was the Sports Fever. Have a good one, everybody. And see you later.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Sports Fever. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and be on the lookout for new episodes on every podcasting platform that you can think of.